Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday in the month of June 2020. We are currently in a new month. Almost half the year is gone. Kind of hard to believe. But anyhow, I am your radio host of the Pure and Holy Living Radio podcast show. I am Coach Jessie. I'm here every Wednesday. And I love to share health news, information, and tips on how you can live a healthy and prosperous life. No one diet is perfect for everyone. That is what I have learned many years ago when I started this health journey, health conscious journey. But I love the words of Hippocrates: let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. This one today is going to be short, sweet, and spicy. And I say that because I have somewhat of a heavy heart based on the events that have been transpiring in the recent past. So today's topic basically is safety first, or in the form of a question, safety first. Many of you listening probably don't know what that feels like as far as simply walking out your door and not feeling safe. We're not just talking about in your neighborhood or other neighborhoods that you might frequent. Well, we're just talking about the skin that you're in. And so I am not one to speak on these type of sensitive or quote-unquote controversial topics, but I was moved to speak on this, and it behooves me to do so at this time, very sensitive time, the first Wednesday in the month of June, about a week and a half from the incident. If you've been living under a rock and you have no clue what I'm talking about, it's all built up on the events that transpired this year, mainly, actually for over the years, but more recent past this year, with the releasing of the video of Ahmaud Arbery, who was shot and killed by simply jogging while black in his own neighborhood by a father and son who were arrested. And then a woman shot in her own apartment. And that was just as disheartening. And it's like you're living in your house. You're not even safe in your own house. What? Like, it's hard to fathom how you can be living in this society, in this climate that doesn't seem to change and doesn't seem to move. I don't know how else to word it somehow, some way, but Breonna Taylor was her name, and 26, very young, shot in her own apartment after herself and I believe it was her boyfriend thought it was a burglar breaking into her apartment. I'm not even dwelling on that. How it comes about, the incident that happened on Memorial Day. George Floyd was murdered on, I was going to say camera, but it was a camera, indeed, a cell phone camera, in the public's eye, basically, in broad daylight, by the knee of a white cop. And it's not easy to say, and like I said before, I'm not one to talk about these type of topics, but it would behoove me, as June is safety month. I know that this month came about basically for safety in the workplace, but it has to branch out to other areas as well. as far as safety is concerned. Some of us do not feel safe, like I mentioned before, just by merely walking outside of our homes, especially not at night. So in the midst of a global pandemic, racial tensions seem to be climaxing. It's been consistent, and the reason why it's more prevalent, or so it seems, is because of cell phone cameras. These things that have been happening for years, decades, and it seems to be happening more frequently, and I use the word seems, because of cell phone footage that we have acquired or that regular citizens have decided to share with the world on social media platforms. So I say all that to say this, that I have heard a number of people like myself and celebrities, and I heard one, I watched some of LL Cool J's, fellow New Yorker like myself, talk about implicit bias. And we're just coming off of Mental Health Awareness Month in the month of May, and how we need to do things and keep our minds in tune so that we don't go crazy, basically, or berserk. We don't know what people are thinking. That's one thing. More or less for people to think it and then act it out. But like I said before, LL Cool J mentioned implicit bias, and some would have an idea of it, but I just had to share Perception Institute's definition of that. And like I said, this one is going to be short. And because I'm a health coach, I will just right off the bat say to you that I will mention a health tip, and you can get the rest by signing up for my newsletter. I'll share the other six, but there are seven of them. And it's talking about eating your vitamins, minerals, and dirt. But the seventh one in particular just simply says, go easy on the hand sanitizer. Washing with hot water and regular old soap, old-fashioned soap, will leave your hands plenty clean without the harsh effects on your skin. In addition, I think I posted something about hand sanitizer. Someone actually sent me a post on hand sanitizer, how flammable it is, that you can't even see it. So be careful with hand sanitizer and in the kitchen. I hope you're not doing that anyway. Just wash your hands. So let's move on to implicit bias, and then I'll leave you with Wednesday's word, because I'm already running out of time, and I said this is going to be a short one. Thoughts and feelings are implicit if we are unaware of them or mistaken about their nature. We have a bias when, rather than being neutral, we have a preference for or aversion to a person or group of people. Thus, we use the term implicit bias to describe when we have attitudes towards people or associate stereotypes with them without or conscious knowledge. Commonplace example of this is seen in studies that show that white people will frequently associate criminality with black people without even realizing they're doing it. Why it matters. The mind sciences have found that most of our actions occur without our conscious thoughts, allowing us to function in our extraordinarily complex world. This means, however, that our implicit biases often predict how we'll behave more accurately than our conscious values. Multiple studies have also found that those with higher implicit bias levels against black people are more likely to categorize non-weapons as weapons, such as a phone for a gun or a comb for a knife, or maybe a candy bar or some Skittles. And in computer simulations, are more likely to shoot an unarmed person. Similarly, white physicians who implicitly associated black patients with being, quote-unquote, less cooperative, were less likely to refer black patients with acute coronary symptoms for thrombolysis for specific medical care. What can be done about it? In a nutshell, I'll tell you, but I'll just read you what Perception Institute says. Social scientists are in the early stages of determining how to de-bias. It is clear that media and culture makers have a role to play by ceasing to perpetuate stereotypes in news and popular culture. In the meantime, institutions and individuals can identify risk areas where our implicit biases may affect our behaviors and judgments. instituting specific procedures of decision-making and encouraging people to be mindful of the risks of implicit bias can help us avoid acting according to biases that are contrary to our conscious values and beliefs. Implicit bias is a universal phenomenon, not limited by race, gender, or even country of origin. So here's my nutshell. Educate yourself, folks. Educate yourself. Spend some time with someone who doesn't look like you. Spend some time with someone who doesn't live in your neighborhood. And if you are quarantined, as I mentioned before, we're in a global pandemic, go to the internet. It's the free World Wide Web, which majority, I would say 9.9 out of 10 of us have access to. I know 6-year-olds with cell phones. And so, we need to educate ourselves. So if this is not a wake-up call for some of us, and as a health coach, it's very healthy not to think that, or to think of educating yourself and not to think that everything is okay and everything is normal when it's not. So I say to you with a sincere heart, educate yourself. We all need to educate ourselves. And so I leave you with Wednesday's word that comes to us from Billy Graham's Evangelistic Association. An angry world. And I'm going to read it all for you today. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3:17. The world in the last few years has reverted to a sort of barbarism. As practical Christianity has declined, rudeness and violence have increased. Neighbors quarrel with neighbors. Fighting is a major problem in our schools, and the gang wars of the teenagers have come to present a serious menace in our cities. Fathers and mothers wrangle and bicker. Homes are disintegrating. High government officials in Washington engage in name-calling and in heated disputes, not at all in keeping with the dignity of their office. Why and how has all this savagery crept into our social life? It is because we have forgotten Jesus' words, "Happy are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." I have seen tough, rough, hardened men open their hearts by faith, receive Christ as Savior, and become gentle, patient, merciful gentlemen. Christ can help transform your life and give you true inner peace. Here's the prayer for the day. With your mercy and love, Lord, in an angry world. And that's Wednesday's word. God bless you. Until next week, I said it was going to be short, sweet, and spicy. This is your coach, Coach Jesse, signing off. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.